Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to our little world where Friday is magic and we live for it. Good morning, Friday. How are you? Oh, you're good? Oh, great. Maybe we can put aside our problems for the day. I'm sure Vinny's fridge was fixed yesterday. It was the most beautiful day. Everything's right with the world, except what isn't. But we don't have to talk about that, because it's Friday. Oh, what you got on for pants? You got, like, sweatpants on? You look cozy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
These are shorts.
Hey, Vinny, your Zoom mic's on, if you want to mute that.
I probably do.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Huh? Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Same.
So that is because you're just so relaxed because your fridge is fixed and.
No, the fridge didn't get fixed. In fact, we got a call from them saying. First, the call was, "We don't have the part. Didn't come in." And I'm like, "Oh man!" And then they called later in the day and said, "We got the part. We're coming Saturday." And I said, "Okay." And so, if that part is the problem,
right,
we're golden.
And if it's not.
Then we don't. I mean, that fridge is warm now. Like, you can't even.
There's no ice. There's
No, the freezer works.
Oh, great.
The fridge doesn't work.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. You know what?
I mean, it does
Who
matter,
cares?
But it's, you know, right, it's Friday. I mean, hello. It is going to get hot.
What's going on with you? You're wearing, you're covered. What is that, a blanket?
It's like I got it for Christmas from one of my sons. It's like a sweatshirt that doesn't have any connections. It's like a, so I can throw it off like this when I have a hot flash. And then when I need it again, I pull it over my, yeah, Nicole, laugh at that. It's coming for you too someday. Many long years from now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's just, you know, it's like a.
Nicole's just starting. Lay off her.
I know.
She's brand new.
She's laughing at the old lady, you know.
She didn't have to think about things like hot flashes yet.
It's just funny because all my aunts and my mom are like that all the time. Just like, I'm freezing. They're like, how are you cold? It's super hot. I'm like, well, the rest of us are cold.
Yeah, maybe you're having a hot flash. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was in denial for quite a while. And but, you know, I like to get cozy on the couch. You know, I'm like one of those people that has the pillows arranged just the certain way. And I have my special blankets, one wrapped around my feet. And in the last probably 6 months to a year, all of a sudden I'm so hot that everything is getting thrown off me. I got a magazine and I'm waving my face. And so now everybody, just as soon as I start like throwing all the things off me, John gets up, turns on the fan. Riley goes over, opens up the window. Somebody hands me the magazine to wave myself with.
Wow. Oh, the queen. The queen is uncomfortable.
Listen,
the
team jumps to action.
Team jumps into action. Look, you got to build yourself a team. Nicole, I'm going to give you another piece of advice.
Well, I just know there's nothing worse than dealing with hot flashes.
Yeah, it's you know, they're fast.
I feel like there's a lot
horrible.
Of things that are worse.
There are plenty of worse things.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
There's plenty of worse things. But it's, you know, it's just like a constant irritant. Like, just when you think everything's okay, there's sweat rolling down your forehead.
Oh.
And, you know, when you, you know, you're trying to sleep and you get the fan cranked at the highest thing it can go. And you're just laying there like, oh, God. Ah! And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, I'm freezing. And then you pull all the covers back onto you. And then an hour later you wake up like, ah.
Is there medication
sound
for
like
that?
A Monday. This doesn't sound like a Friday. This sounds like Monday. What's
I'm
happening?
Actually, I'm sort of having fun with it. No, I'm not on medication.
No. I don't think there is.
There's stuff they'll do for you. You know, this hormone therapy.
I just thought us women just dealt with it like cramps.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just dealing with it. Mostly because I'd never go to the doctor. And also because...
that might be it.
Yeah, it could be. I actually love the whole Zoom with doctors thing. It's great.
Oh, that works for you?
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. You get your doctor on the phone, and you just say, hey, here's what's going on. And they go, all right, let's try this. And I'm like, oh, this was so good. I didn't have to drive there or sit there or think about it.
Wonder if you can do that with the OBGYN, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here, take have a look.
Throw your legs up around the monitors.
The only reason I'm doing
this.
That.
What are you doing?
No, the only reason I'm doing this is because I can see we're not recording
right
now.
Yeah, he's not recording it.
Because I never would have gotten into the gynecological position. It wasn't right. I'm an old lady, but I can still get my ears up to my shoulders.
Oh, there it is. There's that
We're recording. Okay, well, a little too late, but...
That's all right.
You know.
It'll be on the podcast. Couldn't see it.
But. Oh, that's true. You guys can all imagine, you know, me and my, like, car coat thing I've got on here and my,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, early burrow? What is that? Like a...
Burrow as in I'm crawling into a burrow?
No, don't they call donkeys that? It looks like one of those throws you put over a donkey's back.
It's like that. It is like that. It sort of has like a plaid thing,
yeah.
And then the back is all like fleecy.
I can't see the fleece.
To be honest, I think it's cute. I actually have like a vest thing that looks like that.
Oh, for crying out loud,
yeah, it's
Nicole!
Great.
You're too young to be relating with this nonsense.
Listen, you know,
it's another lie to make Sarah feel better. Don't worry.
Thank you for lying to me, Nicole.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, believe it or not, chicks actually have. We I remember being Nicole's age and seeing my mom or whoever going through hot flashes and being like, "Huh, tell me all about that. I get it. That's going to happen at some point." You know,
yay.
Many years from now, enjoy your youth. Oh, you're in the glow of youth, the fresh bloom of youth. You know, look, I wouldn't change a thing about my life. Not one thing. So I hope that you feel that way when you're my age and having hot flashes.
Yeah, me too.
What about that time you fell in the hole?
The time I fell in the hole?
Brent and I both
Wait,
just
what?
Pulled up
What's
two
the jacuzzi
things?
Thing? What's
the jacuzzi
thing?
Was a lot of money that you never even used that thing. And then what about that time you fell in that hole? That was pretty, I would change that, don't you think?
Well, you know, look, I learned things from both of those. I mean, you know, do I wish that they hadn't happened? All right, sure. I wish I hadn't spent $20,000 figuring out how to brace my deck and then move a jacuzzi out there only to be like, I don't want this.
So rent a helicopter to slowly drop it down in the backyard.
I know. Oh, my God. What a pain in the ass that was. And falling into the hole in the thing, it really did teach me to be more careful in there.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the only person who's fallen down that thing.
Oh, really?
My friend Joe, who installs cabinets, he fell into there, too. And luckily, he was okay, you know. But, yeah, that's it. It taught me. I learned. So those are all teaching. You know, you can't change a thing because you wouldn't want to change how your life is now. I wouldn't want to change how my life is now. So that's, you know, I think that's a success. I feel like, yay, I could die right now. And I want you guys all to know that I absolutely love you and you were important pieces of my life. And I had a great life and be happy. Have a party, you know, and also remember that I have hot flashes. So keep a fan on the coffin, although I won't have a coffin. I'm getting burnt up. Anyway,
speaking of burnt up, if I can segue, man, we have a doozy coming. They're talking about 115.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Let's see here.
Central Valley? God, that is too hot.
It looks like it's up above Santa Rosa.
Oh my God. That is too hot. That's you can't live in 115.
No, that's crazy. Yeah,
100 is ridiculous. 115.
The heat warning starts tomorrow morning, and it's gonna go through like Monday. But, this just says interior locations 95 to 110, max 115.
That sounds like the Central Valley interior.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a.
It's gonna be a doozy, everybody.
Yeah. I think that we all have AC. Bryn has, like, you have one room that has AC, right?
Yeah, I've got a single room to go hide from the heat.
So you could have like a naked dance party in there, all, you know, the whole family just.
Yeah, surprisingly, nobody in my house cares, though. I'm the only one who gets, like, super hot and uncomfortable, you know?
So you have hot flashes? I'm just kidding.
No.
I was thinking the same thing. I didn't want to jump on him. Way to go, Nicole.
Yeah, I run hot all the time. I'm the one guy that's always just like, I'm hot. Remember that one time we were in that movie theater? I was like sweating,
oh my God,
like crazy.
That was actually quite outrageous how hot it was in there. We went in to see that the latest Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in our row, and Bryn had this guy who was just off-gassing BO.
And he was hot, too, obviously.
He was hot, and he's, like, waving things at his face and blowing it right over onto Bryn.
I mean, nice.
I could smell it two seats down, but I wasn't sitting right next to him. And Bryn just, at one point, he just stood up. He's like, I'm leaving. I'm going. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. I'll go, too. This movie's boring the out of me.
I love that movie.
You know, I never went back and watched it again. I have to at some point.
I did, and it was great.
Well, everyone says get to the end.
There's a payoff, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's slow, and it's kind of cool if you can embrace that. But we had two intermissions.
Right.
We got there 2 hours early, so that was a six-hour day
for
us.
You guys ruined it yourselves. You're
we
the one
didn't.
That did
Hooman,
that.
I blame Hooman. Hooman goes, oh, this is the one place you have to see it because it has the something, you know, it's the old school, the way it's supposed to be, so
yeah,
it looked like an old 70s movie. Right, no AC. So he makes us get there so early. We get in our seats. We're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's so hot in there. And then it's 3 hours long, and they because they're doing the old school method, they have to change the reels, and it's a 3-hour movie. So we make it through one change, and I basically have to like hold on to don't leave. Just let's stay. It's got to get better. It has to get better.
It's going to get better, Brendan.
It's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
So we get into the second reel, the second hour, and he's just losing his mind, and then we bolted out of there.
I left first.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't take it. I think I waited till the second intermission when I am leaving. Hooman's like, what? What do you mean? What's that? I'm like, you have to be kidding me. You're in the same place as me. It was ridiculous. So maybe that contributed to me not being all that into the movie.
I'm sure. Here's the part I needed to tell you guys. So from 11 a.m. Saturday through 9 p.m. Monday, the high temps are expected 95 to 105 in the North and East Bay Valleys and Mountains, South Bay, Santa Cruz Mountains, Salinas Valley, Interior Monterey County, and San Benito County.
Oh,
temps
geez.
On Sunday could hit 113 in Napa and Livermore, 112 in Gilroy, 111 in Sonoma and Vacaville. And those, you know, like 113, they're saying could even be more than that.
Right. You know, I'm looking at my predictions here. They're actually not that hot. 87 on Sunday. That's the highest.
Right.
But it's always hotter than it says on these things. Stay cool, everybody.
Warn people, let everybody know. You probably don't want to be out in that.
Right.
That soccer game you have planned is probably a bad idea.
Right. Anything that involves, you know, anything strenuous in the sun, just try to stay cool. In the on the East Coast, we call this basement weather because nobody had any AC. Well, I'm sure some people had AC, like window units, but your basement was always nice and cool. And every house had a basement. You just went down there and you sat on the ratty couch that your dad had moved in there near the laundry machines and just, oh my God.
And
whole
wait.
Family did, and just wait it out, right? Just basement weather. It's it just, you know, take it easy out there. It is easier than you think to overheat. And try to have fun, you know. Today's Friday. Maybe a cool beverage will help keep you cool. None of us is doing anything this weekend, are we? I mean, you were talking about how people are gonna road trip and camp and try and do stuff this long weekend.
We ran out last night for a little dinner on the beach and a sunset walk because it's the day before the weekend craze.
Yeah.
And all the beaches are closed. So not in Marin, but down the peninsula and into Santa Cruz, beaches are closed. So I don't, but I expect people will show anyway. And so we just went out and took advantage of the beautiful weather last night.
Had pre-crowd or pre.
Right. And well, and we're going to stay away from it. You know, we've done that basically all summer. Anytime the weekend hits, we don't go near the beach. So.
Well, as locals there, you know when the tides of people are in and when the tides of people are out.
And look, this is the traditional big, you know, end of summer, you know, blast. And then, you know, most of the people who live by the beach get their area back. And everybody else goes back to, you know, the grind and the holidays, which we're sliding into.
Does your kid start school this coming week?
She starts Monday.
Monday Labor Day?
Oh, sorry, Tuesday.
Oh, you saw. It's like, holy cow, they really are desperate for getting those days
in. No, they started late because of the evacuation in the area. So, you know, we're already down days.
Right.
But we're excited and also really nervous. I mean, you know, my wife is like, I don't know how I'm going to work and help that kid. We don't know how we're going to do it.
Do you have like a separate computer station set up for her to do her thing? Yeah, I guess you'd have to, right? Yep. I mean, that's a lot of families are facing this right now. And, you know, you've got the one kid. Imagine if both of them were school age and you had to, you know, set up different rooms.
No, oh, I mean, I've tried to be I've tried to mention this as many times as possible on the air. It's impossible for us, and we're actually doing okay. I mean, we have space, which is one issue that people are up against. We had an extra computer, which isn't really the case, but I was able to go, okay, this older one, she can use that, and we'll get a new one for my workspace. And so she's got a little computer where some people don't have that. We've got an internet because we're, you know, we work for Xfinity. There's a lot of things that we're very fortunate about. Time, though, yikes. We don't know how we're going to do that part. There's just not enough time to teach a kid and have everybody be working at the same time.
Right.
And feel like we're doing her the best job possible.
A good job with it. Right. I know, exactly. And also, you know, trying to have fun and just, you know, I really do think it's important amidst all of this chaos to find time to be happy, to get in a squirt gun fight, you know, to beat the heat and you know, let kids get all filthy and covered in mud. Because who doesn't want to clean that up?
That's what we did last night. I swear those kids came home just covered in sand and just messy.
That's when you hose them down. Hose them down in the driveway.
Straight into the baths, everybody, and bedtime. We got home late. So it was like, it was one of those nights where we walked in and everyone had to go into the bath and into bed.
Right.
And I watched Big Brother.
Ah, so good. Yeah, we'll talk about that. I like the show. I will say that I think that this is not an all-star season. This is a season of people who've played before. The end. Nobody's an all-star. Nobody's playing that great a game. Kacer did not light the house on fire. I'm sorry. That's not called, you know, despite it. I'm going to blow this place up. I am going to light this place up, light this place on fire. No, you didn't. What you did was you said a few names. Thanks, though. You know, it's just, I hate when there's a big alliance in place and then somebody from the alliance wins HOH and then the whole season is just like, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. As much as I'm bitching about it, I do enjoy it.
Doesn't sound like you like it.
I like it. I like it, but it's boring right now.
Well, don't blow your whole water right now, you know.
I just blew it. So we don't even have to talk about it anymore. That's the end. All right. If you have thoughts on it, I'll give you a little slot here coming up in the Celebrity Trash. Right now, though, we're going to play a song. KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Friday Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.